Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
Well, my friend, yeah, it's the heat is building in the oven, I have to tell you. Conversations.
Hot flash?
Yeah, well, it could be. You know, I'm 52. I suppose that's very true. But if it's not that, then it might have something to do with the end of this year.
Yeah.
And building towards the election and the headlines.
Yeah.
And the market volatility going up, and it's going to be an interesting, not
it's
one month.
Percolating.
Not 1 month, but 4 months.
Okay, so we're going to have a great show today.
Yeah.
We have a geopolitical expert coming on the show talking about the possibilities of what could happen in this upcoming election in the United States.
Yeah, listen, if you're concerned about this and you're thinking about it and you want to understand some of the broader implications, you want to stick around for the second and third segment here.
We're going to talk to him about what's going on, what's the possibility of a Biden win versus a Trump win, what could happen
what
in the United States, what are the big issues there.
Yep.
We're going to talk to him about, what about Canada?
Yeah.
Where do we fit in all this stuff?
Yeah.
And remember last time he came on our show, he talked about this thing called Wexit.
Yep.
And that maybe we should separate from the rest of Canada.
Let's get an update.
Let's get an update on that one. So it's going to be a great show today. Dave, I want to talk about the throne speech with you.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to... Our prime minister said, pretty much by any means necessary, we're going to take care of this.
Yes.
Okay. In comes in the conversation, and we just heard, I think, on Friday... It was Friday, I believe, that the new Democrats and the Liberals kind of said, okay, let's bring back this whole concept of a universal income benefit.
Yeah. So there was a short period, right, because it's a minority government that where, you know, another party needed to step up. And we know that the NDP was looking for additional support for people that can't get back to work.
Correct.
Okay. So what's the alternative? What would be the alternative?
This is what I want to talk to you about, Dave, because we get a lot of listeners of this show, our clients, people who've approached us and said, the government's doing it all wrong.
Right.
And I always ask, what would you do if you were in his shoes? A minority government, what would you do? Would you cut all benefits for everybody?
But I actually say, what if it was a majority government? Either way, Liberal, NDP, Conservative.
Okay.
Okay, let's put it all there. And you got a majority government. You can do anything you want. Now, I get that there will be some nuanced conversation around, well, I would have done it this way versus that way. But at a high level, what would have to happen to protect the economy, given given where we are today and the facts that we have today?
Now, I have no political affiliation to any party. I'm not a member. I vote, but I don't have allegiance to any one party.
Right.
So I want to put that on the table because I think when I say this, some people will start labeling me as a certain party member.
Right.
When you say that, what choice would you have? I think what the throne speech came out with was what part of it. What I wanted to hear was, what are their objectives? Number one objective is they got to get this pandemic under control.
Yeah.
And that just makes, I think, every political party would have said the same thing.
Right.
Number two, we have to get people back on their feet.
Well, no. We have to keep them on their feet until they can get back and employed.
Fair. That's the better way of saying it. That's
right.
I don't think any other party would have said something different.
Right. Neither do I.
As for what happens in the long term about who you're going to tax and a green plan and social media companies not paying their share for content and so, like, sure. Okay.
Right.
That can be debated.
Right.
But we have those two issues.
Yeah.
So, and those two issues, the only thing I can think of at this point in time is you're cutting a check. You're writing and you're building up more deficit and debt to keep people on their feet, to put this pandemic under control, to aggressively find ways so that we can get our economy back, to people can go back to somewhat of a normal life. The ramifications of people being isolated have not been accounted for yet.
Right.
This is a hurricane example.
Right.
We're trying to assess the problems in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah.
But all we're doing right now is trying to stop the wind from hurting our building.
Right. Yeah. And listen, I can go on record and say I'm a conservative, okay, by nature.
Okay.
But I vote the issues, okay, safe. But that's how I think. I think conservative.
Yeah.
And so even thinking with a conservative hat on, I think about what had to be done. You know, what has to be done in the short term from an economics perspective? I don't care about politics. From an economics perspective, what has to happen? And I don't think any political party had any choice, no matter who was in power, at the throne speech, to say. They had to say, we're going to do whatever we have to do to keep the economy afloat.
And here's what I haven't heard yet from the province here or the federal government,
yeah,
is how quickly they want to get people back on their feet.
Right.
And what I mean by that is from the health perspective. So there's a company out of Edmonton,
mm-hmm,
who are going to be doing testing at the Edmonton International Airport,
yeah,
using a saliva swab,
yeah,
versus the regular, yeah, testing that we're going. And it's going to give you a result within minutes. Now, let's assume for a second it works.
Right.
Why isn't this being pushed to go everywhere across the country?
Right.
They're testing in Vancouver and other areas at the airports because that's the first place they want to make sure we've got covered. Why isn't this being tested at schools?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, we both have young kids, right?
Your kid gets around or in the cohort of one person having an infection. What happens?
Right.
They're sent home.
Right.
We have employees whose child was around the impact of the virus at a hockey program.
Right.
The entire cohort has to be isolated for 14 days. What impact does it have on that person's parents?
Right.
Can they go back to work? Can they, like, these are the things that we're stopping people from just going back to work.
Right.
How do we solve that problem? I haven't seen a plan yet.
Right.
Because trust me, it would be in my inbox so quickly.
No. It's very confusing. The rules are confusing. It's exactly
And it's not right. a Canadian and Alberta issue.
No.
It's worldwide. They haven't figured this out yet.
That's right.
But let's get those plans.
Right.
Why isn't that the number one issue of getting people back into normal life?
Right.
And let's focus on it. Then we can focus on the economy. Until that happens, you're going to have a roller coaster ride on this economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Throne Speech said what they had to do. Again, beyond the pandemic, and listen, we're going to talk to Peter Zion in a little bit about the geopolitical environment in the United States and the issues facing the U.S. and how that impacts us. And guess what? I'm pretty sure the pandemic is going to be at the top of that list. So this isn't a Canadian issue, right? We have to globally make sure we have an economy.
Yeah.
Right? And to have an economy, it means people have to be employed and they have to be making enough money that they can both save, spend, and cover their debt.
Correct.
That's it. So work top down from that, right? And we need to, forgetting about politics, we need to find the solutions to allow us, whatever the normal is for the time being, to get back to an environment where people feel safe, comfortable, and can work and be productive, right? Generate income and buy things, because that's 70% of our economy.
It just feels like everybody, including government, are waiting for this miracle called a vaccine.
Right.
Do you think everybody's going to take the vaccine?
Well, it's not. Yeah, there's so many issues.
Is it ready? Is it right. scalable? Is it, like, this could be longer than what we're hearing from some of these political leaders.
Right.
And I think if we keep on waiting for a vaccine, we don't deal with what we have to deal with today to get right. everybody back to work.
Right. They're working on a vaccine. They'll come up with something in time.
They will,
right.
no matter
in time.
What.
That's right.
So how do we deal with this? Get these tests going. Get people moving. Get people safe.
Right.
So they can be productive.
That's
they can
right.
they can open up their businesses. They can
right.
they can fill up a room of 10,000 people in a room and not worry about it. Solve that problem.
Yeah. And in whatever fashion, right? If we don't go back, we have to be adaptable. But we have to be adaptable to get people working, right? They have to be productive. That's mental health issues,
yep.
it's physical issues, it's economic issues, it's all of those things. People have to feel productive and they have to feel connected and all of those things. That's what we need to focus on.
All right. So with all of this happening,
yep.
you're worried about your future, your retirement. How is this going to, how you profit and protect in these issues?
Yep.
How do you bulletproof your retirement?
Right.
We're going to talk about that at our webinar on Tuesday, October 20th, 7 p.m. live online. Now you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, stay tuned after the break because we want to talk geopolitics and in particular, how will the U.S. election affect us here in Canada? You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.